carries.
Good. It's been a while since I had a workload like that. Feel good. Got most of the soreness out today, so I'm fine.
How important was it you guys stay committed to the run, that idea of 2 and 3 yards early becomes 5 and 6 later?
Huge, huge. You know, we want to establish the run and, you know, oppose our will against teams. And, you know, you get some little early 2s, 3s, 4s, and then, you know, you pop a couple big ones, a couple 8s and 9s. We got to step out of more tackles. You know, we got to be a little more solid coming off. But overall, you know, we played okay in the run game. We definitely got to be better, though.
CJ, 7 different guys ahead of reception. Is that a sign that this offense has more weapons than maybe it did?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, the scheme calls for that. You know, everybody's live at any point. You know, run your route to win is what we say. And, you never know where the ball can go. You might not get the ball the whole week in practice, but game day, it might pop up to you. So just continue to keep running the route to win and, you know, trusting the scheme and believing the scheme.
CJ, Trevor was running around putting moves on people. Is that some of your coaching?
Nah, man, that's just, I guess he's been, you know, he calls it backyard football, something that he's been doing, I guess, since he was young. You know, we never got a chance to see it. But now he's in a position where he can make that, you know, make those plays. But I don't think he wants to make a living off it, though. Let's just keep him in the pocket. And, you know, his arm is a lot better than his feet for sure.
What do you see from the Cowboys defense?
Good defense.
Against the run.
Good defense. I mean, you know, last year they were really, really good against the run. And Coach Rob, he does a great job up there with those guys. And, you know, they fit well. You know, simple, but they fit well. They play hard. You know, the effort is great. So we definitely got to, you know, we definitely got to do our part this week, you know, especially knowing what they got on the other side of the ball, too. You know, it's going to be a good football team. It's a good test for us. And, you know, we're ready to play.
What do you think of those linebackers, Sean Lee and the
I think Sean can play. You know, he's all over. You know, you can see it all over tape. He's super smart, very instinctive. You know, he can get, you know, from point A to point B where the ball is going to go real fast. And, you know, you see Jalen's getting his feet wet and getting more and more comfortable with being on the field. So, you know, like I said, they're going to be tough, so we got to handle them the correct way.
You watch a lot of football. How impressed are you with what Zeke Elliott has done in just a short time?
Man, just an amazing back, you know, amazing back. I think all the pieces over there together works out for him too, you know. A lot of things have to come in, but just him individually, from pass protection to catching the ball out of the backfield to picking the right spots and breaking tackles and having the long end speed, I mean, he's a really, really good back, and our defense got a tough matchup this week.
What we saw in Trevor, is that a reflection of a guy who's healthier, more confident, he extended plays, he ran a little bit? Is that the idea there is more there, that last year maybe was compromised even more than we realized?
I believe that's just, you know, the year of experience definitely helped. You know, he looks way more comfortable. I think he understands and believes the scheme, and he's, you know, he's playing with some excitement. He's having fun. You know, he's having fun. You know, we can protect him cleaner. Those things happen. It's not so much fun when you're getting beat up back there. So hopefully we can just keep him on his feet a little bit more.
You guys were 8 for 15 third down conversions. I'm sure there's a focus to improve that this year. What can you attribute that success on Monday night?
I think protection. I think our receivers getting open to win. That's another one. I think we did a decent job trying to hold Melvin and Bosa. You know, moving on to this week, it'd be the same way. Just get to our spots, win, make sure we keep Trevor on his feet, and, you know, play calling. Mike did a hell of a job, so it's a good thing.
When you have a game that kind of flows like that, where you're in control for 3 quarters and then the 4th quarter kind of goes awry, like, what do you take from that kind of positively? And then does the 4th quarter kind of get everyone kind of back and say, okay, hey, yeah, but don't let that happen?
You just, whatever's called, make the play, you know. Whatever's called, make the play. I think, you know, what we did in the first half or the first 3 quarters, we was efficient with the run, very efficient with the pass. We were all locked in. I think us as players, like I said, you know, Monday night, us as players, I think we left the foot off the gas. And it's up to us as leaders, myself, DT, Emmanuel, Matt, Trevor, to let everybody know we got to keep the group going. So
does that tell you, though, how good you guys can be when the foot's on the gas?
Yeah, I mean, we can be explosive. And, you know, we want to be more explosive. The goal is to get better every week. And this is our second opportunity against the Cowboys to get better.
How did you guys let your foot off the gas? What did you do to do that?
I mean, you're up 24-7. Our defense is dominating. You know, you're doing everything you want. It's just the game, the flow of the game and how it was going. You know, that's the best way I can explain it. It's just the flow of the game and how it was going. And, you know, the emphasis of, you know, what we put on and what we wanted to do wasn't there. So, you know, that's something on us as leaders. We definitely got to nip that in the butt.
How did you and Jamal kind of help each other? So you guys kind of communicating on the sidelines, kind of look like they're kind of pointing things out?
Yeah, we talk a lot. You know, he sees a lot with the game just as I. So, you know, the experience that we have, especially with him being 10 in, the experience that he has, letting me know, hey, see, this is going on, or he sees this, and vice versa, letting me know what I see, and just, you know, definitely understanding, you know, who we're playing, and you know, we both been in the division, so we understand what team we're playing too. So I think the 1-2 will be there, and, you know, me and Jamal, we got a long way to go, but we can be really special.
CJ, in your mind, what's going to be the toughest part for Devontae Booker? I know he's back in practice today. What's going to be the toughest part getting him up to speed?
We just got to get him in shape. He's up to speed. We just got to get him in football shape, and, you know, those will come with some extra reps and some things that he's doing, but when Book come back, he's definitely going to be very, very dangerous for us, so we're excited about that.
You've got some moving pieces to your offensive line. If Ron Leary doesn't play, what kind of confidence do you have in a guy like McGovern?
Super, super confident. I mean, he came in, kind of came in and played really well. So we're excited about that. And like I said it before, it doesn't matter who was in the game. You know, our run game has been consistent, and we want to keep it consistent. So, you know, it's on us. You know, us seven that's doing it. You know, eight that's doing it. Seven, eight of us that's doing it to put it together.
Does it mean something to you that BJ says, hey, got some good running backs, but CJ is the bell cow?
Yeah, it feels good. You know, it feels good. And part of that is just, you know, the things that, you know, myself and Coach Studesville and, you know, Coach McCoy put me through to be that guy. So I'm just going to take it 1 week at a time. You know, I'm going to take it one game and one play and one day at a time, and just continue to practice hard, continue to push myself conditioning-wise, and just try to continue to push myself and go every week.
When Booker's back in the games, are there enough carries to go around in that backfield?
Yeah, it's always enough carries. You know, people ask if it's enough carries. If you believe you're a playmaker, no matter how many times you touch the ball, make a play.
So you like seeing that run-pass ratio more?
Most definitely. Most definitely. I did there, you know, but we're going to change week to week, you know. You know, Trev might throw 500 yards this week, and me and Jamal might have 10 carries between the both of us. You know, at the end of the day, it's about the W.
Was Jamal's elbow down before the ball came out?
I ain't got nothing to say on that. I thought he was down, but it's over, man. We're on to the Cowboys. Just protect the football. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.